G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast on the for the weekend of Saturday, July 6th. John Barker, Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall joining you. Well, Joel, finals day at Flemington. It's always a good punting day, but feels probably not quite as big as we've seen in past years, and there'll be a few short price favourites.
Yeah, look, it's turned into a real good day, the winter finals day, sort of a feature of the winter season. But I'd have to say this year's is not quite lived up to recent years, I wouldn't have thought. A few of the races, I think, are down a little bit in quality. A few favourites, a few sort of well-found horses that are going to be the focus of most punters' attention. I think there's a few at value, though, that are worth playing through the card. A few smallish fields. Disappointing that one of the highlights of the card won't be going around, and that is the horse I speak of called Impy, race two, scratched. A bad scope, I believe, so they've elected to go straight to the paddock, but it would have been good to see how he measured up to the better class. Not to be. Hopefully there's a few other highlights that emerge on Saturday.
Yes, very disappointing indeed. Well, we'll take you right through the black type races. There are eight finals at Flemington on Saturday. Three of them are black type. The first of those is race five, the Taj Rossi Series final for two-year-olds over 1600, better known as the Gibson Carmichael. Who wants to take the ball here?
Yeah, I can take it and run with it. Three, Rubisaki, no reason to jump off her if you were with her last time out. She got the job done. She was my best bet last time. I haven't made her my best for Saturday, just because there's another horse in the race I've got quite a bit of time for, but she's clearly on top. That was a pretty dominant win there last time out. I've got eight, Moonlight Maid, in for second. I know the stable have a pretty big opinion of this filly. She's by Puissance de Lune, so 1240 to a mile, not the greatest recipe for success, but she's bred to handle it, and that was a good debut win. Six, High Stranger, and 14, Mrs. Beckham. They were both pretty good behind Rubisaki, and both should appreciate getting to the mile.
Yeah, I can see Rubisaki will be hard to beat based on their last win. But yeah, I like Mrs. Beckham, one Joel touched on there. I thought her run in that same race behind Rubisaki was really good. She sort of took a while to get warm on the top of the straight there, and she was over racing throughout the race. But once she sort of knuckled down, once she was warm the last 200 metres or so, she really found the line nicely. I think 1600 metres will suit her here, third up. And I think that at the big price, she can't be ignored at a small each way play. Rubisaki in next, good winner. Last start, as I mentioned, Bruno I thought was a good win on the synthetic on Sunday, 6 day back up. Beat one other bit of time for an Oriental Lily there. See if he can transfer that form onto the turf. And I think Pancho can run a race too in the Taj Rossi.
Race seven is the second of the black type races at Flemington on Saturday. It's the All Victorian Sprint Series final over 1200 metres.
You've gone for number 10, Serious Suspect here, doing a good job since joining the Saab Hassan yard. Good effort down the straight behind Order of Command. Two runs back, then went out to 1400 last start, was there, just sort of didn't quite finish it off. Back to 1200's the go. Twice been placed behind Order of Command down the straight. I think that form measures up pretty well to this. I think he's over the odds from eight. Jorda, who I was making a bit of a case for last week, they scratched when the track came up quite soft. She's a mare that needs it relatively firm. She's been trialling up well. Three Milwaukee, hard to leave him out. He's a deserved favourite, got excellent straight track credentials. And four Holy Blade, wasn't beaten far by him last start.
I think Smart Coupe cover out a big price here. She runs well down the straight track, or second in a Group 3 Standish last prep on Whispering Brook. Spear horse, I'll be hoping that rain stays away. It's currently on the soft side now, the track, Flemington. But I don't think rain's expected to hit until Sunday. So hoping the track will dry out for Smart Coupe. She's definitely in the game. Milwaukee and Holy Blade are the two biggest threats, I think. Holy Blade's a recent previous third up winner. And Halvorsen got a long way back. Their G-Chart sort of pinched it last start, but did chase home well, I thought, in that race. But Smart Coupe on top for me.
Yeah, track will be good, won't it, by Saturday?
I think so,
I don't think there's any drain so well, and I don't think there's any rain forecast. So,
soft six at the moment.
That's what I'm working on. And I'm speaking of value, which Daniel's gone for in that race, I've actually gone for the rank outsider of the field, and that's number 11, I'm telling you. But still, Not all that rough. Marked at 19 in your winning post. Pretty even bunch, really, this. Hasn't done much wrong lately, I'm telling you. Milwaukee, obviously, the big danger. Now, my followers, if I have any, are going to be thinking, what on earth is he doing? Because I made my roughy, Char Hitzy, which is my third selection, the Tasmanian horse, who I tipped to win the winter mile final on this day 2 years ago, and has had a huge spell. It's coming back from a huge spell, but when last seen, last prep, did pretty well in the Standish, actually, over this track and trip first up, and has trialled four times. So, yeah, Chahitzi, why haven't I got it on top? I don't know, because it's actually shorter price than I'm telling you. Got it for third and Invincible Alpha, fourth, 11, 3, 1, and 6. Race 8. I did assume that Chahitzi would be a longer price than I'm telling you, but there you go. Race 8, VRC CRV. This is the big one, the Winter Championship Series final. Always a good race, over 1,600 metres, and we do have 15 to face the starter. Should be a good betting race, Joel.
Yeah, tough. You can make cases for most of these. I've gone to a horse that I put into the sin bin at the end of last spring, but he's back off the bench, and I'm giving him another chance, number 6, Radipole. He's got talent. He hasn't won for a while. Most of his convictions have been in better races. He was going around in stakes class through the spring. He wasn't bad in a two-rack. I thought his first-up run was good. He'll do no work from that gate. Out to the mile, perfect. Good second-up record. 19 or 20 to 1. I'm going to fall into him again each way in this sort of race. 10 Romancer. Pretty good, pretty dominant last time out. Step-up in distance should only suit. 9 Reykjavik, who was wide in that race behind Romancer and battled on well. Got to run the mile, but drawn well. Linda Meach has won this race twice. And 3, another Coldie, a real rank rough. He might still be a run or two short, speaking to Simon Wilde this week. He thinks he may just need 2,000 this prep, but he's got a good mile record, in particular at Flemington. So I don't want to leave him out of my multiples of big odds, and that's leaving out a few of the favourites. So it's a tricky race.
Look, I'm sticking with Federal. It was a little disappointing on face value. Last start, this horse, after a terrific first up run, came from nowhere to just misplace Joust. Kudos in good form. Jockey said there were a few excuses on hopping off, and did pull up with a slow recovery. So I think at each way odds, come up a pretty reasonable price of 13 to 1. Federal can bounce back, certainly good enough to win this. Hell of a Street's another one to play around. I thought his first up run was good, and he flies second up, as he does at the mile. And I think other horses, as I said, it is an open race. Reykjavik, Waging War, and Radipole was another good second up horse there. They're worth throwing in the quaddie as well. But Federal on top in the Winter Championship final.
No surprise, I've got Hell of a Street on top, one of my favourite Tasmanians. Yeah, good run, as Daniel mentioned, first up in that race that more often than not is the best form reference for this race. To beat Waging War, Romancer, and Mamzelle Tess, 2, 4, 10, and 8. My best, I've ended up with Second Bullet because, of course, we had to shuffle our tips around very late in production. I had Impy as my best, and I didn't actually get around to changing my best bet, but I'm actually happy to have ended up with Second Bullet. I think with Impy out of that race, Second Bullet at the 2,000 metres is going to be particularly hard to beat, and my value bet, as discussed earlier, was I'm telling you. So I've got race 2, number 2, race 7, number 11, Joel.
Yeah, well, I've made my best Shamar Lass in the last, and I'm one that's just hoping there is still some give left in the track. She was there to sort of presented to be right in the finish two starts back and didn't quite finish off, and Simon Wilde was saying during the week that perhaps it was just the firmish ground. She didn't quite let down on it. She went to Geelong and just swam through the heavy 10 and could have won by 10 lengths, really, just eased down late. So, yeah, I'm just hoping there's still a bit of juice left in the track. And if there is, I think we'll see the best of her. I think she's a pretty talented filly. So she's the best. My value is Radipole, and my best roughy is Predecessor, race 6, number 4. I just reckon they might let this roll on Saturday, go straight to the front. I think he's a handy stayer. He's just had to work hard his last couple wide runs. They put the blinkers on last week, and I think quick back up to 2,500. If they let him roll, I think he'll give you a bit of a sight at odds.
Yeah, and with Joel in terms of a best on the day, it's hard to sort of clamp down on a best bet. I made Shamal Lass, the bet of the day. Look, obviously still going well. Five runs in her first preparation, still up. Someone wild must have her ticking over quite nicely. And, yeah, very good win on the heavy 10 last start. Horse I got plenty of time for. And, keen to see her go around in the last on Saturday. Shamal Lass.
Royal Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and the rail is out a fair way, so only a maximum of 12 to face the starter in these races. Track is marked a heavy 8 at the moment, should still be significantly rain affected on Saturday. What do you like here, Joel?
Made Bobby D my best, race 5, number 3, Kiwi 3-year-old, ran okay in the New Zealand Derby, came across to Brisbane, was a bit disappointing in the Grand Prix and hence missed getting a run in the Queensland Derby. 4 weeks between runs at Randwick last time out, I thought he ran well. Out to 2400, you'll get a nice run just behind the speed for Tim Clark. I think he'll be hard to beat, and my value is Dagny, race 6, number 6. I think she's going pretty well this prep, this mare, just a run down late by Star of the Seas first up. So had to go right back from wide gates last couple and hasn't had much luck trying to run on. Jason Collett aboard, drawn a bit better, sort of midfield. Just hoping she can sort of slot in maybe a bit closer. And I think she represents pretty good each way value in race 6.
My best comes up in the last, again, Misty, a terrific first up win at a midweek meeting. Sort of held up for much of the straight. The rider Blake, she didn't really panic. And when he hit the go button, she flew home. It was a really good win. She dropped 6.5 kilos from that as well after the claim for Brock Ryan, and meets the horses such as Echo Gem and Aim for Perfection, who she beat soundly that day, better at the weights again. So I think Miss Steed's a good bet in the last to come home with at Sydney.
Alrighty, racing on the course proper at Morfordville on Saturday. Daniel, you're saving your best for last.
Yeah, sort of. The profile of the misdeed and the way that Suplex City was able to win first up, it sort of got back sort of towards last that day, and was sort of last ran in the corner, but once this horse found clear galloping around, he sort of bolted away from them. It was a terrific first up win, a first run for Will Clark, and record reads 9 starts, 2 wins and 6 minor placings. Look, I don't think the 1200 metres will trouble them at all, and this field doesn't appear too much tougher than the one he saw last start. So Suplex City, on the strength of that first up win, can sort of repeat that run, will be winning again. The value comes up earlier in the day, similar colours. Picture me rolling for the Jake Stevens yard. I thought it closed off really nice in a race at, where the leader sort of dominated there. Up to 1600 metres will suit. And I think we can settle a little bit closer with a dry track. Picture me rolling at the $8 mark represents good value for me.
And I came off the bench for Adelaide on Saturday with my tips in the best bets, and I'm focusing on late in the day. I made Bold Star my best. Gordon Richards has elected to run this horse against the older horses in the $35,000 benchmark 70. There was a $100,000 three-year-old race on offer, but taking against the older horses, got plenty of upside. I think he'll be too strong. Race 8, number 4, and value bet is in that 3-year-old race. Race 7, number 3, left-hand man. I think blinkers on back to 1,200 can suit him.
Doombin, the venue for Queensland Metro Racing on Saturday. The carnival is over, as Peter Lucas would inform us, the late Peter Lucas, God bless him. There are no feature races. However, Daniel, you are tipping the comeback jockey Jim Byrne to have quite a big day. He's riding in both your specials.
That's right. Look, been spoiled with some good racing up in Queensland of late. This isn't a horrible card by any means, but not one I'm too keen to play into. But in terms of a best, I think Tokariki Lad in race 7 is ready to win now. Look, Doombin hasn't been great for him in mid leagues. At 6 starts, he's only 1 placing. But finds a weaker race to what he's been seeing. I think at 54 kilos in a 1 metro win race, I think he's just the best horse in the field. Should get a nice ride, hopefully a little closer than he's normally settled of late. Doesn't need to be too much speed on, but yeah, if he can get all the luck from draw and get a good ride from Jim Byrne, it'll be very hard to hold out Tokariki Lad. And the value comes up the race before. Again, Byrne and Gollan to combine, all important first up, goes well fresh and races well at distance, I think. In a race that probably gets a bit of a long tail, there's only maybe two or three winning chances for mine. A couple of these resuming are looking for further. But I think all important can be one of those resuming runners who can get up on the speed and take some running down. So, but look, admittedly, not a card I'm too keen to play into at Doomben on Saturday.
I'll throw up a couple for Matty McGilvray. Iwendo, race 3, number 10. I think Matty Smith's placed this horse well. This German import, I think he's come back in, he looks in for a good prep. Both runs have been good. He'll be fitter for that last run at 2,000 metres. That was Sydney Saturday race. I think he's pretty well placed going up to Brisbane. And in the last, Enterprise Louise. Coming back 50 metres, she was really good at 1,400 last start. She's a filly that's always shown really good talent. I think she's just starting to put it together. Just going to need a touch of luck. If she gets it, I think she'll be hard to hold out.
Racing in Belmont once again in Perth on Saturday. And there's a couple of listed races for the three-year-olds, one for the males and one for the females, over 2,000 metres. And as is often the case, Perth is going to be two very short-priced commodities, and no surprise that they are carrying the Peters colours. They are trained by Grant and Alana Williams, and they are ridden by William Pike, True Attraction, and Mystery Miss, $1.75 and $1.60 respectively, and BJ Ryan can't see either getting beaten. Special mention to one of our Perth tipsters, Paul Pops Kelly, who has made True Attraction his value bet, which I think has beaten even my even my worst track. I don't think I've ever actually tipped an odds on Pop as a value bet. Although, no, actually, that come may close. Not be true. I reckon I would have come close. But anyway, it's value if they win, isn't it? It's better than bank interest. BJ's Best, though, comes up late in the day as specials. Race 7, number 8, State Attorney is best. Race 8, number 13, Miracle Man at $9. First up for Adam Durant, and Brody Kirby claims 2. BJ's Specials, race 7, number 8, race 8, number 13. Earlier in the day, Tarapa and Awapuni. Joel, are the venues for New Zealand racing?
Yeah, Tarapa, my best, is in the last. Race 8, number 6, Leitana. Interesting import, this mare. She has her first start in New Zealand off a trial win. Interestingly, her stablemate E Grain won this race last year at her first start in New Zealand, and she won last week's Caloundra Cup. So connections have targeted same race, 1400 benchmark 65. Comes across with a similar sort of profile, so no doubt she'll get better over further, but she looks to show enough to take beating in this. My value is Girl of Steel, race 2, number 12, out to the 1600. Looks ideal for her. And at Awapuni, the best is Kirkland. Race 7, number 6, has good heavy track form. Was beaten 13 lengths by the winner last start, but ran second, and the winner won again last week. It's a good form line, despite the margin. He should be hard to beat. And the value bet is Sanctum, race 3, number 10. Competitive both starts. This is a pretty weak maiden, and should be going pretty close.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. There's a big the Grafton Carnival, of course, coming to its climax midweek next week. But it's a big meeting on Sunday, massive meeting, South Grafton Cup Day. And also Warrnambool, a big jumps day down there. Thackeray Steeplechase, Kevin Lafferty Hurdle, 6 jumps races. We've got all the form for both those meetings. And all your favourite features as well. Best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm happy to go with Flemington, race 2, number 2, second bullet.
I'll go Bobby D. Randwick, race 5, number 3.
Wait to the last in Sydney, race 9, number 9, Miss Steed.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week, or at least I'm having a week off, but Joel and Daniel will on the Preview Podcast.